Debbie Harry, this is your album launch.
Yes, it is.
How are you feeling after all these years? Do you still get nervous about this stuff?
I want people to like it. I think that, you know, if there's anything that would make me nervous, it would be, you know, that it, people liked it. I sort of enjoy coming out and meeting people. I'm not much of a public speaker. My little speech at the beginning, did you hear my little speech?
It was great.
It was just, you know, minimal. I mean, some people can rattle on, you know. I think it's going well.
I feel very privileged that we were just treated to the first little listening to bits of the album. It's quite interesting. There's a bit of reggae in there, a bit of punk. It's quite experimental. What can we expect?
Well, I think it's a traditional Blondie compilation, really. We've always sort of done that. Broken into, at the time when we first did it, you know, doing the crossovers, the crossover thing was sort of new. But nowadays, I think it's sort of very common, really. Everybody sort of does it. You always see, you know, little essences of different styles of music and mixed together and pop.
They were talking a little bit about 35 years ago when you were in New York, the New York punk scene. A lot of those artists, even the New York Dolls, are still around now, still recording, still putting music out there. Why do you think there's still an appetite for that same stuff, and why you've had such great longevity?
If I was just to be flippant about it, I would say it was stubbornness. But I think, you know, we like what we do. You know, we do it right. People like it. I don't know. I think in the beginning of, you know, our career, you know, the Blondie trip, we were always saying, you know, that one of the things that we really admired were like the old blues artists and all the R&B artists and people in jazz that, you know, had long careers. And in rock and roll at that time, it really wasn't possible. It was not thought, you know, wasn't thought of. Rock and roll bands were like sort of disposable commodities. And I think that the whole industry and the art form or the form of music has matured and the audiences have matured. And, you know, why wouldn't a person that's grown up with me or Blondie, you know, want to still be interested? You know, I mean, it seems very natural to me.
There are so many artists out there, though. Do you think it's kind of oversaturated the market? Do you think it's got a bit dumbed down that there's not much very new? I know recently you have commended Lady Gaga as being one of the few quite unusual artists who's coming through and being really inventive and pushing boundaries.
Well, I think that she's exciting, and I think that she's greatly talented. And I mean, we all love just hearing her sit at the piano and play and sing. I mean, simply, she doesn't really have to do much else than that.
But it is so much. I mean, one of the things I adored you for was as much for the music as the image. And there was that great Andy Warhol image of you. And I think she's very clever at doing that. Do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I think she's got a great, great team around her, you know, and they do exciting images. They create, like, it's quite wonderful, actually. It's very smart.
Do you think that there's a lack of real talent? Do you think maybe shows like X Factor mean that everything is a little bit kind of mass-produced?
Well, I feel in those talent shows that the artists, you know, they get a break, and they're given this exposure, and it's wonderful, and they're given that support, and they're given the opportunity, which is great. But I don't know if they're, I think that they're a little bit, their artistry is a little bit too controlled. And they don't, maybe they don't want to, you know, explore more about themselves. Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're where they're at and they're happy with that. But I don't think that I would have liked to be so controlled.
And it's not just punk and rock. I mean, you are going back to your rock roots, but you're doing jazz as well, aren't you? Tell me about that.
Well, I've been doing that for a long time. So this is just a booking that we've had that's just finally come out. We booked it a couple of years ago.
What do you love the most about what you do?
What do I love about it? Oh, I don't know. I guess it keeps me inspired and makes me think, you know, and I learn things. I'm always learning things. So that's a good way to live.
They were talking a little bit before about the jobs you've had in the past, and one of them was working at Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I never did that.
Really?
I don't know where that came from.
Just a vicious rumor.
I don't know how vicious it is, but no, I never worked at Dunkin' Donut. My dad used to take me there, but no, I never worked there.
Did you think when you first started out that you'd still be doing this and you're into your 60s and still be in demand like this?
I don't know if I really thought that far ahead, honestly. But I'm happy that it's worked out.
If you could sum up those days, it's very easy to kind of reminisce, and it seems very romantic when people look back and just think, it must have been crazy in New York, this punk scene evolving. And
It was a wild period, I think, all over the place. I mean, I think there was a certain element of chaos going on, and that's always good. You know, all that, you know, everything controlled and ordered isn't necessarily great for producing interesting art or music.